You've Found Oliver by Dustin Tao. Narrated by Nick Trengove. For Alex Astor and Chloe Gong, who showed up to the wrong restaurant and inspired this story. The imagination separates us from the past as well as from reality. It faces the future. Gaston Bachelard, The Poetics of Space. Prologue. Before. After all this time, I still think about him. It feels like yesterday when he was here. Sunlight flickers through the branches as I open my eyes. I'm lying out in the grass, hands resting on my stomach. A few petals fall from the sky as I turn my head slowly. Sam is sitting there beside me with a notebook in his lap. And suddenly, it's the spring of freshman year again. "Enjoy your nap?" he asks. I close my eyes again. "I wasn't napping." "Oh, really?" "I'm just resting my eyes." "For 40 minutes? Well, the snoring was a nice touch."
40 minutes? I blink at him. "Jesus, why didn't you wake me up?"
"I thought you were resting your eyes," Sam says, smirking a little. He pushes himself up, setting his pencil on the grass. "I actually just lost track of time. Had to finish my drawing." A breeze comes, gently ruffling his dark hair. I could lie out here all day, watching him. "It's looking pretty good, too." "What about the math assignment?" He winces.
"I forgot about that."
"Sam, it's due tomorrow. Who am I supposed to copy off?" "You don't want to see my drawing?" He glances at me. "It's of you." I narrow my eyes.
"Show me."
Sam hands me his notebook. There's a sketch of me, lying in the grass with one hand behind my head, surrounded by flowers. I've never had anyone draw me before.
"I'm not the best at shadows," he says.
"You did this while I was sleeping?"
"You can tell me if you hate it."
"I mean, it's not bad." I point at myself in the drawing. "But you got the arms wrong. My muscles are much more defined." Sam rubs his chin. "I knew something was off." We both laugh. I hand him back the notebook. "I like the flowers you added. Roses, right?"
"White roses. Those are my favorite."
"Mine too," I say. To be honest, I didn't have a favorite flower before, but that's what it is now.
"You know what I've been thinking about?" says Sam. "Guys don't get enough flowers."
"Agreed. Society needs to change." Sam smiles. There's a silence before he says,
"Can I ask you something?"
"Shoot."
"Who's Zach?"
The name catches me by surprise. How does he know about Zach? Sam glances at my phone, which is between us.
"Sorry, I noticed he texted you a few times."
"He's a friend," I say, vaguely.
"How come we haven't met yet?"
"He lives all the way in Redmond. It's another small town in Washington, right outside of Seattle, about an hour and a half away from Ellensburg."
"Cool. How long have you known him?"
I run my hand over the grass, not wanting to answer. "I don't know. Not that long. We've only been talking for a few weeks. I haven't even met him in person yet. And I'm too embarrassed to mention this, especially when I'm not exactly out at school yet."
"You know, you can tell me anything," he says.
I hesitate. Sam and I have been best friends since 7th grade. We know pretty much everything about each other. But there are a few things I'm not ready to share yet.
"I know," is all I say.
Sam offers another smile. Then he stares out at the lake. "The water looks nice today," he says, changing the subject for me.
"Maybe we should go for a swim."
I scoff and put off.